So Jennifer, Tommy and Pat, you're all very welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
So we're going to start off with yourself first, Tommy, and obviously very exciting and big news for Orbit. Is, I suppose, you're strengthening your presence here in Kerry and you've announced a merger. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we're excited to announce the merger with Patrick Sheehan Solicitors based in Killarney. I suppose Orbitus itself has been growing organically over there probably the past 18 months to 2 years, and you know, a merger of this kind was probably the next natural step for us. So, you know, we had been in discussion with Pat obviously for the past number of months, and you know, once you come to agreement, there's still a few hoops to jump through and all that. So thankfully we've been able to do that, and we're in a position to announce it this morning. So, you know, it's mutually beneficial, obviously. You know, we're increasing our footprint in Kerry and Killarney, where we don't have a presence at the moment. So there's obviously benefits there. And, you know, just, I suppose, all the other benefits that scale can bring. So we're obviously still headquartered in Cork. We've our new office in Tralee, which we just recently moved into. And now this is just another wing of the Orbitus group, I suppose. So it's we're very excited to announce it, and I'm looking forward to getting stuck in over the next couple of weeks and months.
Absolutely, it's fantastic. And you mentioned there as well that obviously an added benefit of as well is that you will have a premises now in Killarney as well. So I suppose making it that bit more accessible for anyone that wants to avail of your services or just to find out more about what you do, but great to be growing the presence, I suppose, in the county.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I think sometimes you can be so entrenched in the work that you're doing, you know, it can be difficult, I suppose, to get, you know, your brand out there. And, you know, and this is a large part of that. So I suppose originally having come from Cork and we've been in Tralee since 2019. So again, you know, we're trying to build the brand awareness here and, you know, let people know that there is the expertise there, you know, and obviously the legal side of it, but also in tax and HR. So yeah, as I said, it's the next natural step for us. So yeah. Looking forward to getting started.
Absolutely, it certainly is. You mentioned there some of the services that you offer, but for anyone maybe, Tommy, that isn't overly familiar, just remind them, I suppose, what you do offer at the moment, and I suppose how this merger maybe will expand that and benefit you and benefit the clients as well.
Yeah, so I suppose at our core, we're a commercial law firm, you know, commercial transactions, commercial property. Obviously, there's the tax element with myself. We just announced a new HR division with Jennifer O'Brien and with Pat and with our current private client element at the moment. It's just an expansion of that. So a lot of it feeds into each other with the tax, the HR. It's kind of a one-stop shop is probably the wrong term to use. But, you know, there is a really broad range of services and there's a lot of expertise there.
Certainly is, and that's great to hear. Fantastic, and it's great to see you growing your presence as well. Pat, I want to bring you in now. Talk about the merger from your point of view, I suppose, and why you felt it was important and that, I suppose, merging with Orbitus was the right decision for you and your business.
Yes, I'm on my own as a sole practitioner in one shape or another with the last 22 years. In that 22 years, the practice of law has evolved hugely. Life, in actual fact, has evolved hugely. So people's expectations and what they're looking for from legal services has changed, particularly even over the last 5 years post-COVID. It's changed dramatically. So I was anxious to sort of broaden what I could offer as a solicitor. There's only so much that a sole practitioner can offer on any given day. I wanted to broaden the expertise for clients. I wanted to broaden the offering for clients. So when I spoke to Tommy and Jennifer and the team, I felt this was a perfect match. They have huge expertise in litigation, conveyancing, taxation, HR. So I think it brings it to the next level, shall we say, rather than a one-man shop where one man is expected to know everything, which is nowadays, I think, very, very difficult or nigh impossible to do. I think this merger synergizes the whole thing, that I can continue to service clients, but I'm confident that they can be serviced on a what I would call a deeper basis, that you're offering a deeper legal experience for clients, which will then be more proactive. And again, a phrase I sometimes use, much more 21st century. It's fit for purpose going forward.
No, it sounds fantastic and it's great to see. And I know Tommy mentioned it earlier as well, Pat, but I suppose it's a long process maybe to get to where you are today. So you must be delighted, I suppose, that it's come this far and you can finally announce it, I suppose, and let people know what is happening.
Yes, you're skulking in the shadows for a while, shall we say, with things. It all takes the component parts, like everything takes time to build. You have to be comfortable. You have to be sure of your ground. All of those things have to be done. But I'm really, really delighted. Actually, I'm really thrilled that we've come to today and that it can be announced. And I'm really excited and looking forward to the offering that is coming forward kind of from literally this day on, you know.
Absolutely, and that's fantastic to hear. Jennifer, I want to talk to yourself now as well, because obviously we spoke about the expansion of Orbitus recently as well in terms of the HR service that was added to it. How important is it from your own point of view that the business does continue to expand and continue to grow?
Yeah, I suppose, Amber, one of our stated aims over the last number of years has been the expansion of our Kerry business. We, as Tommy mentioned, we started by being headquartered in Cork, but the opportunities in Kerry since 2019 onwards are ones that we're very keen to tap into. And I suppose this is our first merger with another legal practice. And it was important to us that it was a Kerry merger and you know, bringing our presence into the Killarney market and working with Pat and expanding on his client base is something that we were very, very keen to put forward. I suppose you can see that we've invested in the opening of our Tralee office. It's a beautiful space and we're delighted to be able to have it. And we have an ongoing open recruitment policy, particularly in the legal side of the house. It's continuous at the moment. And we see that as our commitment to the expansion of what we can offer to Kerry from legal, tax and HR, and for the SME services and businesses that are in Kerry.
And you mentioned SMEs there, and I think we touched on it before as well. You know, it's very difficult for them at times because they're pulled in so many different directions and they are limited with their staff, I suppose, given the, you know, the nature of the business. They are small and medium-sized enterprises. But it's important that they have the likes of yourselves at Orbitus to turn to, isn't it, for that expertise in different areas, because it's so vital to the success of a business and the continued growth of those smaller businesses as well.
That has always been our setup, actually. I mean, Tommy used the phrase one-stop shop, and it's not a throwaway phrase, but it is an all-encompassing service offering. That is what Orbitus puts forward. So it's the legal, which comes with, you know, your commercial contracts, all property matters, and then importantly you can wrap the tax side of the house around all of the advice that you're giving to the client. Mm-hmm. And with the addition now of Orbitus HR, it really does kind of bed in the full service offering that we want to put forward to SMEs.
And is it a case, Jennifer, that more and more people are coming in looking for the services now, and I suppose that's contributing to your expansion plans as well?
Absolutely. So again, that's the service that we had for our kind of existing client base in Cork, and it is rapidly growing in Kerry. And it is the presence and I suppose the availability of an office space that we have where people can come in and meet a range of professionals at any given time that we make sure that we have, you know, people on hand all the time for offering. So we are seeing an expansion in our client base here.
Brilliant. That's great to hear. Pat, in terms of the merger and your existing clients at the moment, what does it mean for them? Is there any changes they need to be aware of, or what do they need to know, I suppose?
Both myself and my colleague, Geraldine Conroy, will continue to service the Killarney office. We'll continue to serve clients as we always have to the best of our ability. I believe that the merger with Orbitus will again go back into a deeper thing, so that people who might have come to me before and maybe had a tax issue that I wasn't able to assist them with, we can now offer that under the one roof. I'm very much looking forward to kind of building on what is there already and trying to expand on that. And I'm very conscious, I've always tried to be conscious, that it's client focused. What do my clients want? What do Orbitus clients want? And we'll try going forward to maximise that for the benefit of people who come into the office.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. I just wanted to mention as well before we finish up that obviously you're sponsoring the show now as well, and we're delighted to have you on board. Looking forward to working with you, and obviously we have you in over different weeks talking about different topics, I suppose, that are topical and things that, you know, that you're noticing people coming in for. But if anyone wants to contact you maybe in the meantime, Tommy, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, if you go onto our website, orbitus.ie, you'll be able to get contact details for, I suppose, whatever issue or matter that you want to speak about. You'll find a relevant individual on the website.
And just before you finish up as well, I know Jennifer mentioned it, but you are always recruiting and there are always, I suppose, jobs, and you're looking for people to fill those. So they're always available on your website as well, aren't they, if people want to find out a little bit more?
Yeah, we have a career section on the website. So if you are looking, you know, just jump on. I suppose, as we've spoken about here, there's a wide range of services that we're trying to provide. So, you know, whether it's at a junior or more senior level, we'd be delighted to talk to you.
Fantastic. Well, look, congratulations to you all. It's huge news and it's fantastic to see that you're finally announcing it and ready to progress forward. But the very best of luck to all of you, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Amber.
Cheers.